so silly. We're gonna start off with a bang. Never mind who you thought I was.
Let me start off with a bang. Dropping a flame. Ain't playing no game.
No.
I'm losing my brain. I'm going insane. I must complete my mission to corrupt the system. And who gon' stop me? Huh?
What's good, Royal Fam? Hope y'all enjoying y'all day. Hope y'all enjoyed your weekend, your week, all the above. I'm back, y'all. I'm back because the moment has brought me back. I ain't gonna waste too much time, man. I'm gonna jump right into it because I got quite a bit to say and some things to address at the same time with this matter. We're gonna talk about this Kyle Rittenhouse case and how he has just recently been acquitted of all the felonies in which he was charged with. This bothers me for reasons that probably doesn't bother other people, probably some people, but not exactly what you might think, though. The things that bother me is not exactly what you think, some of what you think, but not necessarily in the same capacity. My conflict with this issue is not so much with Kyle Rittenhouse. It's with the law enforcement and the law itself. And on a more personal note, the people who supposedly are close to me, but on the other side, how you perceive this. And to be more specific, I'm talking about those who I've served with, you know, those who I call my family, my battle buddies, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about y'all. And, yeah, let's talk about it. So, Kyle Rittenhouse is the young man who was 17 years old and armed with other members that were considered a militia group of individuals who were supposedly there to protect the store owners' properties and so forth during the protest in Coercher. I think that I'm saying that right. I hope I'm saying that right. Wisconsin. But there's a lot of conflicts with this. He shot and killed two individuals, I think injured three. I want to say three were injured and two were killed. You can double check me on that. I may or may not have that part 100% right. But I want to say he had five counts on him, either five or six. So I think that was the number. Two killed and three injured. One of the members injured was actually a medic who was trying to disarm him. Two of the guys killed were supposedly protesters. And I'm also talking about one of those protesters too, which I'm going to say something that on the people who side of which I may be leaning towards, y'all might not like this part too. But my fact, we're going to start off with that because nothing else I'm going to say is going to be in that favor. So let's just go ahead and start with the things I have to say in favor of Kyle Rittenhouse. It's law enforcement's fault. You saw him and the rest of those group there. You saw him armed. You did not ask for permits from anyone or anything. And in the video, you even seem to encourage their presence by saying, "Thank you guys for being here." You're encouraging the vigilante movement. That's one. Vigilante acts are illegal. Even in the damn cartoon, they tried to chase Batman. You know, they were trying to catch Batman. You know, Batman on the same side, and he's quite frankly, was doing a better job. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they was chasing him down. Why? Because he is a vigilante, and that is illegal. They don't want people trying to play police officer. If you want to be law enforcement, join fucking law enforcement. But I blame the police, because at that very moment, you should have sent his young ass home. So had they had done that, I don't believe the situation ever would have escalated to that point. The other thing I'm going to say in Kyle Rittenhouse's favor was that Rosenbaum, I believe I'm saying that right, Rosenbaum was the first victim. And yes, I will be using these terms, victim, even though the court will not allow them. We're going to get into that later. But Rosenbaum, first victim, mental patient, was a mental patient before that, just released, had his belongings in a plastic bag and threw it at Kyle while Kyle was running through. Now, I'm going to address this in two different manners, but I'm going to start with this one on Kyle's side. That motherfucker was just completely overly aggressive in the entire situation. I don't think he had no business there. And I say this all the fucking time. You know, these Black Lives Matter movements and whatever other protests that have to do with us as black people, the aggressors in these situations are often white people. And I need y'all to stay the fuck at home. You're not fucking helping. Stay the fuck at home. Stay your ass at home. Stay the fuck at home. Y'all not helping shit, bro. Y'all are fucking shit up for us. Then you have these little groups and shit that try to place themselves inside our protest to make us seem violent, and it's not us. Or we become antagonized and then it do become us. We're going to address that part a little later too. But he did chase that man, throw something at him. You know what I'm saying? Granted, I don't think throwing a plastic bag or some damn belongings warrants getting shot. I don't think that's a... Yeah, I don't think that worked. But they did chase him. You know what I'm saying? He's a youngin', untrained, probably don't have a lot of balls. Balls barely dropped. 17 years old. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm done being nice. Let's start right there, too. This the thing. Why the fuck was he even running through there like that? Alone. By himself. You're with a whole group of people. Why were you running by yourself? Armed. For no reason. You're just running through the fucking streets of protest. Just running through. You look fucking insane. You look crazy. They know what you're here for. They know why you're here. They know you're not here to help them. You know what I'm saying? You claim that you're here to provide medical assistance. And don't get me wrong. I do believe that he was there, you know, part of that group. And he didn't necessarily come with the intention to kill someone. I don't necessarily. But I think he came with in the back of his head, he was ready. Sometimes I might get into it with somebody and I'm going to show up at your crib, or I might show up to where you're at just to be in your face like, what's up? What's that shit you was talking? I might not go there with the intention of beating your ass, but don't get it twisted. I'm ready for all the smoke. And Kyle, you don't show up anywhere with a fucking assault rifle without being ready for the smoke. These goddamn young-ass white supremacist patriots going to these environments because they see all this shit and get excited. Join the fucking army. Join the military. Join the Marines, Navy, Coast Guard. I don't give a fuck. Our Air Force. Join somebody. If you really feeling froggy, motherfucker, go on the real. Go fight the real wars. Instead of trying to fucking go out here in these streets with an assault rifle and a group of fully unarmed people. Now, before somebody try to pull some bullshit, yes, I know there was a couple people in that group that were armed. And if I was there, that's why I don't show up to protest, because if I show up, I'm showing up armed. Fuck that shit you talking. I'm showing up armed. Once again, I'm not going there with the intention of killing nobody. But I keep my firearm because I'm with the smoke. You don't go carrying a firearm if you ain't ready for the smoke. You don't go into the fire if you ain't ready for the smoke. Point blank, period. This motherfucker running through, he with a whole group of people. Why did he run through with this by himself? Now, I know some of my battle buddies of the other persuasion is going to say, well, he's untrained, man. You can't expect him to know these things. See what I'm saying? We do the battle buddy system. You don't go nowhere by yourself. You can't expect him to know that. You're right. I can't expect him to know that. But that's part of the fucking problem. Since when did ignorance become an excuse in the law? When? Because I don't be knowing shit. Shit, I've been pressed out for all kinds of shit that I ain't know. Nigga, they hit you up and be like, oh, well, I ain't even know my registration was suspended. I ain't get no fucking, how many times the DMV done fucked up, especially if you live in Maryland, you know what's up. How many times DMV fuck up, they don't even send you no letter, notification, or nothing to let you know your registration suspended for whatever reason. You don't even know shit. Your registration suspended for some shit that probably didn't even happen like that, like recently. Like, they talking about my registration suspended for, a lapse in insurance. I'm like, nigga, I never even changed insurance. Like, my insurance been the same the whole time. I pay every month. I'm still paying. What the fuck you talking about? And they suspended my registration. I live in Georgia now. I don't even give a fuck. But they didn't know. They even tell me. I didn't even know what the fuck was going on. But if I were to get pulled over, my ignorance is not an excuse. So why we allow ignorance to be a matter in this? That don't make sense. Oh, he young. That's why he shouldn't have been there. This motherfucker. These motherfuckers are claiming, oh, he's there as a patriotic representative to protect the community. That is his community. He from Illinois. He ain't even from the same state. Oh, and not to mention, did you know that in the state of Wisconsin, he's not even a legal firearm carrier. He can't legally carry a firearm in Wisconsin. That didn't make any sense to me. And nobody thought to question this little way. The nigga looked young. Like, whether you thought that maybe he was of age, you should have questioned it. You see motherfuckers there with guns and shit, like, question it. In this capacity, question it. That wasn't even fair. Like, it's not fair. You have full right because they have no business there. You have no business there. Over half the people there did not live there. There was some of them that were actually good for decent reasons. No matter what side you on, you know what I'm saying? I'm okay with you being there for a decent, peaceful reason. But there are people there for different reasons. There's videos showing this man supporting white supremacist groups and so forth. Now, it's not like I'm expecting everybody to do a background check, whatever militia group to show up, but you don't need to be there. If it's starting off with peaceful protests, let it be that. If you want to show up at night and so forth. But my thing is, if the police are enforcing a curfew, why are they exempt? Why are they exempt? I don't care what side you on. Is the protest, the protesters, is the curfew strictly towards protesters? Or did you enforce a curfew? Because you cannot stop a protest from protesting, because that's unconstitutional. So if you're setting a curfew, it's got to be for everybody. Why were they not subject to that curfew? Nobody got nothing to say. Why were they not subject to the curfew? There's no legal reason. Let's keep it facts. I'm always keeping facts. Am I a little biased? Of course I am, because I'm fucking black. But I'm going to keep it real. And y'all know I am. There's some of my battle buddies, and I'm going to talk to some of y'all. And this is my battle buddies. Y'all going to come at me. Y'all gonna come at me, and that's cool, because y'all gonna say I'm biased. But let me speak against somebody black in certain cases, because I do that at time to time, and y'all know I do. You gonna ignore that, and you're not gonna say nothing, because as long as we on the same side, I'm not being biased. Save it. Fucking save it. I'm over this shit. This motherfucker lives in Illinois, bro. Illinois. He ain't had no business there. Like I said, seen supporting white supremacist groups. So the background would suggest that this stuff leading up to the case. These are facts that in the case should have been addressed. We're ignoring that. Speaking of the case in the first place, they weren't allowed to call the victims victims. Which is a common thing. I can understand that. They a lot of times judges don't allow the term victims to be used because it could lead to bias with the jury. but they allowed them to call them protesters, arsonists, and other shit. Well, that's not fair. That seemed a little backwards to y'all. It's just me. It seemed a little biased to me to allow that. I don't know. It might be just me, though. You know what I'm saying? But you can't claim self-defense if you're looking for smoke. That's all I'm saying. You can't come from another state, from a whole nother state, armed up with a militia, who were also on film seen antagonizing protesters, some of them. There was a couple of good ones. It seemed like they were good, from what I could see. It seemed like they were cool. You know what I'm saying? I still don't agree with their presence, but it seemed like they were cool. As long as you're there for peace and you cool, you're not antagonizing. I'm cool with it. But there were others seen antagonizing. Now, there's no video of him antagonizing, but he still had no business being there. You can't come to the fire without expecting smoke. You can't claim self-defense. You shouldn't be there. And then on top of that, why is it that he's the only one out of that whole group, including some other Caucasian individual who was extremely aggressive antagonizing protesters? You want to fucking see? You want to fucking see? That was me mimicking that guy. He ain't even getting no smoke. But out of everybody there, the young motherfucker, the majority untrained motherfucker, ends up in some shit. How? How is he the only one that ends up in an altercation? Out of everybody there, how is he the one that ended up in an altercation? That didn't strike anybody else's curiosity? All those other people there, I believe they said it was around 10, at least 10. At least 10 of them. And nothing. Nothing. No, nobody else? Not Captain America over there, nothing? That's odd to me. It's odd to me. Not to mention, none of the store owners asked him to be there, just to let you know. You know what I'm saying? There was some former county council or some shit. He put out a call or some shit, you know, like, on Facebook or some shit, you know, calling for armed individuals to come and, you know, protect the community, yada, yada, yada. The store owners didn't ask him to be there. So once again, you have no reason to be there. It's not your community. You weren't asked to be there. You have no reason to be there. You went there on your own regard, looking for smoke. And then on top of that, they didn't allow any regulation. Me personally, even if I were to pull some shit, like even on some Black Lives Matter shit, I'm not going to have no fucking 17, 18, nah, not no youngest. Like, you got to be, I probably would say you got to probably at least be 25 to be out here, because I need you to have a mental capacity to choose. Then on top of that, I want you to have some type of training if possible too, because I don't want you making wrong decisions out of being scared or just being fucking, you know, trying to be a fucking superhero or some shit. I mean, those are things you got to consider if you're going to put out open call. But he didn't carry that responsibility. He doesn't carry any now. That's stupid. That's your fault. It's on you too. It's on your head. What would happen if that young little boy would have lost his life? He probably would have felt some type of way then. But he don't feel no type of way about them protesters losing their life. No. That don't bother him, though. I think off the gate, though, law enforcement should send his ass home. Should have sent them all home. But definitely, once you see this young ass, how old are you? How old are you? 17, sir. Well, I admire your bravery and your acceptance of a patriotic duty, but you got to go home. That's how that could have went. You got to go home. You're too young. And in the state of Wisconsin, you're not even old enough to carry this firearm, and you're not a legal firearm carrier. I need you to go home now. You got to leave. Tell your mom, circle back, pick you up, because mom took him there. Tell your mom, circle back, pick you up. You got to go home. You got to go home. I'm not going to arrest you or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you go. I admire your bravery, son. You might want to consider the military. But you got to go home. Why was not told to him? Why was he ever in that situation? Why? Because they supported the vigilante movement. They supported it. Appreciate you guys for being out here. No. It's a curfew, you say. I thought you said it was a curfew. Because if it's a curfew, it's subject to all of civilian nature. Get the fuck home. Get out the streets. Why did it only apply to the protesters? This kid is untrained and too young to make a rational and proper decision. He should have never been there. That's what led to that. But why is his ignorance an excuse? Everyone says they like to point out, I saw a couple little posts and reports and everything saying, oh, he was running for his life when he was chased, and they were yelling, beat him up. You know, he was in danger. They was yelling, beat him up. Well, if you look at that video, they also say, what'd he do? Somebody yells, what'd he do? And somebody yells, he shot someone. So if you're going to point that part out of the video, make sure you got the timeline right. In actuality, he was running through for whatever fucking crazy ass reason. And whatever fucking crazy ass reason, some other white boy decides he's going to shoot a firearm in the air. Didn't understand that either. You know what I'm saying? You know, you motherfuckers are not helping, bro. You're not helping. But he shouldn't have ran through that. I think the only case of self-defense should have been Rosenbaum, possibly, because he chased him. But not really. Why? Because he should have never fucking been there. You are in someone else. You can't go to your neighbor's house while they're arguing with somebody else and then shoot a motherfucker. You can't go to your neighbor's house like, oh, y'all arguing. Bow. Oh, shit. No, nigga. No. That shit don't work like that. You ain't got no business being there, and he ain't posed a threat at the time. They just in an argument. You can't just go over there and just, oh, I'm going over your house. Walk in their motherfucker house and shoot the motherfuckers. They having an argument? Now, granted, there was no argument. He just started running through. What the fuck is he running for? Nobody knows. Nobody knew. No, there's no reports. No, well, I didn't see reports of why he was running, but it didn't matter. He should never have been by himself. You running through crazy. Then after you shot somebody, you running again? Pfft. Irresponsible. There was nothing to suggest that he was initially attacked or nothing like that. He had no reason to be running. Should never ran through there. Should never been running through by himself. He wasn't supposed to be there to begin with. I'm going to keep touching this thing. I'm going to say it over and over again. Because y'all going to come to me with these excuses until I hear something valid, man. Y'all ain't got shit. I've been looking up and down with this shit. Up and down. And I am not coming across nothing that could really help me figure out how did he get off. He should have never been there. It's not self-defense if you're in there in a hostile act. It's not self-defense. You can't claim self-defense. You can't go to somebody else's house and claim self-defense. You're not supposed to be there. There's so many other things to prevent this from happening. Now, who's the biggest responsible? Who's the biggest person to be in response to this? It is law enforcement. They should have sent them home. You encourage vigilante actions. So, when he was so-called targeted by the mob, no one else was targeted. When they ran for him, he supposedly was attacked by the mob. It was really just one person running after him. Then they ran after him to unarm him. Now, we want to go off this whole he say, she say shit. Well, I'm going to say this. They only try to get the gun from him because he shot somebody, not to use it on him. But we throwing shit out there. I can't prove that, right? But y'all trying to prove that he only shot. All right. If y'all can say that, then I can say what I said. Because I said what I said. If the protesters were supposed to be on curfew, why did the police allow them to be there? Why was he allowed to be there from the beginning? Underage. Why did they encourage vigilante actions? Why did his mama drive him there? I mean, let's get on moms. Fuck that. Let's get on moms. Why the fuck would you drive your son? Like, bro, this is... God, Sunday. I'm trying not to get too emotional with this, but like, y'all killing me, bro. Y'all killing me. Why would you drive your fucking child to what you were already, you're already feeling like, you know, it's a hostile environment. I'm going to drive my 17-year-old son. Let that motherfucker join the military. Let him join the military. If you feel that strong, because you know why? Your hate drove you to allow another man. That's the job of white men. You got to go destroy these black ruffians and thugs and gangsters. You got to, you know what I'm saying? As soon as he gets of age, that's why we taught him not to shoot, because we got to get rid of all these niggers. I don't give a fuck how you feel or what you think. That's how I feel about it. As a black man, every time I see these young ass kids with these guns and shit, and they mamas driving, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Ain't shit y'all gonna tell me. Keeping it a whole 100 with you, bro. I served 12 years in the army, and I've been fucked over so goddamn much with the military. I still hold proud to my service. I'm still proud of my service. But guess what, though? Because of the shit that happened, I do not trust white people. I don't. Some of y'all that know me know I used to be in a relationship with a white girl. I trust her. Don't get me wrong. I trust her. My second longest relationship. First longest is my current one. Still got love for her. Great person. Love her family, all the above. But I noticed there were some things that she would never understand. Not necessarily because she's not black, because of the background she comes from versus the background I come from. And how black I am in culture and cultural nature. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily in skin tone, but in culture. Although I'm pretty dark. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? Ignore that. You know what I'm saying? You know, black the berry, sweet the juice. You hear me? But I don't trust a lot of my battle buddies. I've told this story before, but I'm going to bring it up again. When I was in Iraq, I was in Balad, Iraq, and I went to go take a shit. No transparency. You know, I'm a transparent person. I'm just going to say whatever. I went to go take a shit, and I go to the shitters. Go in there. I look to my left. Exactly to my left. I still remember like it was yesterday. Look to my left, and on the wall, written in black Sharpie, it says, fuck that fake ass nigga rapper J. King. E-R. Nigger rapper J. King. Spelled correctly, J-A-Y King. So, wasn't just somebody that I served with, but it was somebody that knew well enough to spell my name correctly. Not just from the, when people hear, they know me write the letter J, King. They wrote it out. So you knew well enough, and I don't feel like that's a joke. I don't feel like it's a good joke. So I came out there with my rifle, my M16, yelling out, "Who the fuck wrote it?" Only one person approached me to calm me down with understanding. One fucking person. At the time, he was Specialist Ryan. I don't know what his rank is now. I don't know if he's still in now. I did not keep in touch with him. But shout out to him. The only person who said something. Some people say they didn't know. Some I believe. Most I don't. Shout out to my battle buddy Clifford. I said something on Facebook. I believe it was yesterday. Because I saw some posts from some so-called battle buddies that, you know, some, they didn't really speak on an opinion, but the people under their comments did, and they probably were just real careful to say it. So I don't know how they felt. Some of them had some shit to say, so I put it out for them to leave. Somebody hit me up saying that, holla, you know, okay, cool, get your ass the fuck out of here. Because my problem with y'all is, and that one person that said something decided, you know, he was going to hit me with the holla. You ain't got to say shit, nigga, just fucking leave. Just fucking leave. Don't say shit. Just go. Just fucking go. Because you one of the ones I never trusted either. You always seem iffy to me. But because I didn't know who was what, I tried not to prejudge. I try not to. I really do. But I don't trust none of y'all. I don't. Some of y'all can say otherwise. There's a couple of you that I do legitimately trust. Clifford, like, he came to me, said something like, yo, I didn't know, my fault, bro. Like, and the thing is, he was so understanding. That's what I love. Like, he was like, you know, rather you choose to trust me or not, bro, I just want to say that I always got your six, bro. I wish I had known. I never knew that, da-da-da. Like, even with that, he was understanding and accepting of how I felt and didn't even try to change it. But, you know, I do trust Clifford because he was one of the ones that just seemed so genuine, bro. Like, you know, a lot of people say, like, I come off of genuine. He's one of those people, too. He comes off very genuine, a very innocent dude. And then you got Brandle. Brandle's always been one of those people that I felt like is legit. You know what I'm saying? Cool. You know what I'm saying? He has legitimately hit me up for the pure sake of understanding. And you got to respect that. Before they draw an opinion, they try to understand. I don't mind you not agreeing with me, as long as you try to understand. And I always respected that. Like, he would literally hit me in my DMs about that. There's a couple other people who names I can't think of right now. I can't think of who's who. And I got a couple battle buddies who, you know what I'm saying, I know when it comes to me, they got my back. But I don't know how much that would extend to my race. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how far that would go towards the race, my race, or if it just extends to me. You know what I'm saying? But there are some of y'all. I'm not going to say it's none of y'all because you've already proven yourselves. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying, like, I'm some, you know, big boss dude. Y'all got to prove y'all. Nah, you ain't got to do shit. But don't expect my trust because ain't nobody had my back. Ain't nobody said a goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? And I always talk to the black folks. Some of us, I think we are too accepting, especially in the military. We are too accepting of that bullshit. Like, I just keep my head. Nah, fuck that. We sign the line like every fucking body else. And we should be treated with the same goddamn respect. And if you truly, truly feel the way you do as far as the love towards your battle buddy, then try to understand how they may feel in these type of situations. But a lot of y'all don't give two fucks, bro. Y'all don't give a fuck. I don't give not one fuck, not one fuck to give. And you know what? For those of you who feel like that, fuck you. Not being nice about it. Can't nobody tell me shit. You can't tell me, oh man, it's not even like that, man. We certain fuck the service we serve together. Not fuck my service. But fuck what we did together. Because ain't not one of y'all had my back. Motherfuckers try to put me out for reacting in a racial manner in a combat zone. Fuck you. Fuck you. And then motherfuckers talking about his testimony is what helped him. What helped him get off? It was his testimony. Are we serious? His testimony? It's just he say, she say. Fuck his testimony. I was trying to defend my... I don't give a fuck, bro. You should have never been there. Shouldn't have been there. My biggest issue was law enforcement. Law enforcement, you should have told that young boy, take his ass home. But to my battle buddies, to those who serve, period. If you really want to prove to your minority brothers and sisters, not just black, Hispanic, Arabic, Asian, whatever. If you want to prove to them that you care about them on the same level and their race really don't matter, you only see green. That's an army thing. I don't know what it is for everybody else. But if all you see is a fellow American serving their country, prove it when we at home. Show me something when we at home. I ain't saying you gotta go to the protest, but stand with me. Understand me. All I want is your understanding. That's all I ever fucking want. I don't want you to do shit, but understand me. Try to understand. Understand how I feel. Understand what is happening to me. Because a lot of y'all like to claim like that shit don't happen. Bitch, it happened to me. Y'all saying that the media flipped this shit? Bitch, you can't tell me my own fucking experience. Stop with the bullshit. That's the one I hate the most when y'all claim that, oh, it's only like that in the media. No, bitch. You can't fucking tell me what happened to me. Bitch, they had me face down in the grass. Bitch, I'm allergic to grass. I'm telling him that. I ain't even did shit. I'm in a black neighborhood. I was living in a black neighborhood. But because it was a halfway decent suburb. Yeah, we had some crimes here and there, but they had no reason to stop me. Let's talk about the police officer that punched me in the fucking eye. I walked around for at least a couple weeks with a black eye. All because I was walking through a public park coming from the 7-Eleven going back to my mama house. And I cut through the park. He stopped me. Thompson, go home. I told him I am going home. I ain't going to lie to you. I was a kid with a smart mouth. But does that warrant me getting hit? Bro, I was 14. 14, 15, something like that. I was a child, bro. And this motherfucker stole off on me. What you think I did? I stole off back, got the fuck out of there. Rocked that nigga at fucking 14, 15. Fuck you talking about? But I guess I shouldn't have done that, huh? Because as black people, y'all expect us to deal with the bullshit without retaliation. Oh, y'all rioting, y'all saying violence, this is violence, you're meeting violence with violence. You can't. When violence is presented, then violence is what you get. It's easy to shoot at some motherfucker and then get mad when that motherfucker shoot back. I'm the motherfucker that's going to shoot back. You swing on me, ain't no turn the other cheek. I ain't no Christian. Fuck what that shit say. That shit ain't never sit right with me. Shout out to Toby. That shit ain't never sit right with me. You swing on me, I'm knocking your ass the fuck out. You hit me in my cheek, I ain't about to let you hit the other one. I'm going to hit you in both yours. Y'all want us to deal with so much. And then tell us shit like, oh, well, I mean, y'all don't even look at how far you came. Man, we ain't there. We ain't equal. But we supposed to look at where we came from. Yeah, we happy for where we came from, but we ain't there yet, so we supposed to just accept your crumbs? Oh, okay, you was giving us crumbs, now you gave us one whole biscuit. Why y'all still sitting there with the whole goddamn Thanksgiving turkey? And that's okay. Kiss my black ass. And fuck you. And that's how I'm ending this shit. If you don't like me, fuck you. If you got a problem with me being black, fuck you. And that's how we gonna rock. As long as the real said that they feeling me, it ain't no chance you getting rid of me.
Never mind who you thought I was.